Hello, Western Healthcare Alliance members and friends. This is Angelina Salazar, your CEO. And well, the Western Healthcare Alliance annual summit came and went. And well, I know I'm biased, but I thought it was amazing. I've heard nothing but positive feedback from participants on how interesting and inspiring the presentations were. And for that, thank you to our presenters. And if you were there, thank you for joining us. If you weren't there, well, we're sorry we missed you. Please connect with your coworkers who did attend and find out what happened, because it was action-packed for 2 days. I personally left inspired. Every peer network group now has action steps for the year ahead. And there was this point during the collaborative workshop on Thursday when I looked around and I saw everyone engaged, everyone contributing to that question that Dr. Connie asked, what can we do together? And well, I had a feeling that only can be described as satisfaction, because at that moment, we were all truly fulfilling the mission of Western Healthcare Alliance, collaborating to improve community healthcare. You all know that simply getting together does not automatically equate to a successful outcome in collaboration. I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in where collaboration was the goal, and I left not necessarily feeling that that's what took place. Success is dependent upon well-developed personal relationships among the participants. And well-developed relationships take time, because you've got to be able to have this key ingredient, which is called trust. If you've got trust, then you feel like you can share your knowledge and ideas freely. And it's a word that we throw around all the time. It's the glue that binds us, trust. It's the belief or confidence that one has in the reliability, integrity, and honesty of another. You, as members and leaders, demonstrate your trust in Western Healthcare Alliance every day. And you do this with your open, candid, and ongoing communication, which ultimately is the foundation of who we are. And what came out loudly and clearly last week was that not only do we have similar problems, we also have unique experiences, perspectives, and ideas to bring to the table to solve them. So I encourage you to keep that momentum that we built going. Collaboration in our Western Healthcare Alliance peer network groups requires a commitment to participating. You're going to get much better results if you give your group the time to build those personal ties and to develop a common understanding about whatever the program, project, or initiative may be. I invite you to commit to being at the WHA table not only now, but all year long, so that we can make a bigger impact together.